Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're going to continue our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. Our last show, we were talking about pillar number 6, exercise. This week, we'll be talking about pillar number 7, because that comes after 6.
Oh, makes sense.
And that is on rest. And I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to resting.
Weekend's a good time to do that.
Maybe not during the show, but... Right. So before we go into this this pillar number 7, let's just do an overview of these 8 pillars of perfect health. And we've talked before, this is something that you have come up with, the 8 pillars, and they are in a sequence of importance.
Yes,
the first one being energy flow.
Sure. All of them are very important, but there are ways that I actually evaluate the people. And the first one that I always do is energy flow, because that's the one that creates pain, first one that people want to actually get fixed, and can actually cause the majority of discomfort and problems for people.
Mm-hmm.
So always looked at energy flow. Second one that we look at is oxygenation. Oxygenation is obviously, if you don't have enough oxygen, then you're going to have problems. And if you're cut off of it completely, it's a very bad thing.
Yeah.
And you are as young as you are oxygenated. The next thing that we actually deal with is
xenobiotics.
Xenobiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's strangers to the body. And we had a very good talk about all the things that can be involved with that and how we evaluate that and actually get those cleared out of the body. Water is next.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you always said is, wow, can we talk a whole hour about water?
And we did.
And really didn't have enough time to even cover everything that's involved with that. Many of my patients have come in and who've listened to that and just said how informative that was and has asked me even further questions about that. So a very important part of our health and well-being. We are born with 70% water and should maintain about a 60% water weight.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrition is next, and we deal quite heavily with that, evaluating. Everyone knows that you have to have the proper nutrition to be healthy. The vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, and the digestive enzymes and all the other things that go along with that. Very important part of what we do at the Prather Wellness Center. The last one that we did was exercise. And one of the things I always say is exercise actually makes up for a world of sins.
Mm-hmm.
So exercise is a very important part of one's health and well-being and essential to actually maintain our homeostasis.
And I liked in your discussion of exercise, too, the different types of exercise. You know, each of these categories, these pillars, have kind of like 5 subcategories under them.
And isn't that convenient?
Yeah. Did you think of that?
It seemed to work out that way, and I says, wow, this seems to be a pretty good pattern.
Uh-huh.
So let's kind of keep it that way, and I haven't changed it in 30 years. That's how long ago I came up with all this.
And this is something that you use in your office to when you're evaluating a patient, correct? And
absolutely.
Deciding on a treatment plan?
This is something that I train my staff in when they first start out, especially those who are involved in treating patients, and a very effective means of evaluating. A couple of my nutritionists actually keep that, you know, by their side as they're evaluating patients, and makes a very world of difference on getting to the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk about pillar number 7, rest, and we're going to cover 5 five what we call subcategories. We're going to cover sleep, hormones, meditation, something called internal exercises, which is very interesting, and sex at the end.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Sex. So probably when we should let our listeners know when we get to the last segment, and we'll let you know before that if you have children in the area, when we're talking about that subject, you might want to just listen to it on our on our website.
You're on your own, right.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about rest. What is rest?
Well, as I put down rest, and it's basically recharging our battery. You know, we talk.
We have batteries?
We have batteries inside of us.
And ever ready, battery bunny.
Yeah, ever ready, battery bunny. And that's a mouthful. And if you actually are running low on your battery, you can tell it. You know, the patients who are coming in that don't have the energy in their system. Then the fatigue starts setting in, many of the different types of problems, and it is a terrible thing to actually happen.
Many of the people that come in, what would you say the percentage of people coming in with fatigue?
Oh, it's probably easily about 75%.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So why is it so important? Why is rest important?
That is our opportunity to recharge our batteries. If you don't have that rest, if you don't have that renewal of your system where it has a chance to recharge, then pretty soon you're going to start to run out of energy. Matter of fact, if you don't sleep enough, there can be many problems. There can be delusions. Depression actually oftentimes occurs. Your body doesn't start to, your immune system starts to drop. Mm-hmm. All the different types of things that your body uses to actually renew itself. Matter of fact, one of the things that is very true of the whole aging process is that our battery just starts to run down. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's actually very true is we can actually measure at the Prather Wellness Center exactly how charged up the battery is.
How do you do that?
We have something called a body composition analysis, and it shows aspect called the phase angle. And the measurement of that phase angle is actually a scientific measurement that they use to actually study AIDS, cancer patients, other debilitative types of diseases, to see how far people are actually running down on their energy. And as that electromagnetic energy around the cells start to break down, then the cell walls actually break down themselves. So we can actually measure how charged up your battery is. A good number for a male is about an 8.5, female about a 7.5 on the measurement on that. There is no limit on how high that can go. The highest one that we've ever had was an 11, and that was an Olympic athlete. We have, if you start to get much lower, if you actually hit 4, cell membranes actually start to break down, and that's an indication that death might occur soon. So we can actually have people come in, have that measured out, and say, wow, there's something really wrong if you're in the 4s or even in the 5s. You know, things need to be recharged on you.
Now, Ken, you know, you have someone come in with a low, you know, phase angle,
sure.
Say a 4. Can it those cells be recharged?
Absolutely. We just did a phase angle, body composition analysis on a patient who had come in about 4 weeks ago, and they had a 4.4. And at that point, I said,
"Was it male or female?"
It was a female, but it's the same for both males and females on that. That 4.0 is basically when they get low. And she was a 4.4, and I said, "You know, we really need to start to work on some different aspects of your health." And one of the things that plays a very big role was the kidneys. The kidneys is an area that can really, if it's not working right, be a real drain on your battery. And her kidneys weren't working well. There was also some hormonal issues, some mineral imbalances, and we gave her some supplements, started her on a program, and we rechecked it because she had been feeling much, much better, and we like to check it when we recheck on the supplementation, those types of things, and she measured out at a 7.5.
Wow, and that was in four weeks. Wow.
So
that's significant.
It's very significant, and she, you know, just said, "Well, you know what? I feel that much better." Sleeping better. I have much more energy. I'm able to, you know, meet the day. I'm not, you know, always exhausted. And so, you know, also her blood work was just very, very well balanced out.
Mm. And so that was a kidney issue.
Kidney was one of the, that has a huge effect.
Mm-hmm. So what problems can occur if, you know, if your battery goes too low? You talked about immune system.
Immune system, insomnia, depression, other psychotic episodes can occur.
Can you, after so many days not being able to sleep, can it cause death or does it just break
down? It actually can. It actually can. So it's a very important area and something that we look at very closely. And that's one of the things that we like to measure to make sure that that person's actually making progress.
When we come back, we're going to talk about sleep.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors. Mm-hmm. About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractor, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is. Uh-huh. So when they asked people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those, 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of misconception on that, you know, on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the thought patterns on that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there.
Mm-hmm.
The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. This week, we're talking about pillar of perfect health number 7, rest.
And I just want to make sure, in defining rest, Dr. Prather, how do you define it?
rest, because everybody sees it probably different. Before I met you, and I don't know if someone's new listening to our show, we're married. I don't think I knew how to rest.
Right? I would agree with you.
Yeah, you're very good for me, even now.
Yeah, and basically the way that you would rest is you would go until you were exhausted and then collapse.
Yeah, and then I had no choice.
You had
to
no
get
choice.
Horizontal, I used to call it.
Right.
Yeah, which isn't good for the health. I mean, I could do that in my 20s.
Yeah.
But... Yeah.
And that's one of the things that, you know, as I'm talking about rest, I use that term, but it's really recharging of your battery.
Mm-hmm.
And so you find ways to get that battery recharged. And there are, you know, those five areas that I was talking about that I have found that can be used to actually recharge that battery. And of course, one of the most important ways is sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that our body always seeks homeostasis. You know, that's one of the big things that I talk about is homeostasis and balance. And one of the things that we have is something called a circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And your body has a natural rhythm where you're up, you're down. There's a certain time to actually sleep. And if you actually defy that circadian rhythm, then it throws the body out of balance and you can actually get worn out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people that we find that work at night and, you know, are up during the... you know, have to sleep during the day, but mm-hmm. there's a huge imbalance that occurs on that, and we find that their battery gets run down. And interestingly enough, when your battery gets lower, that's when you actually have the most difficulty sleeping.
Mm.
People with phase angles of fours and fives are usually the people that we actually find with insomnia. Another way that can throw off the circadian rhythm is people who travel a lot in airplanes, especially traveling east and west,
mm-hmm.
because you go through those time zones and that circadian rhythm gets off balance.
Yeah, that's not as bad as north-south, right?
Not because you're actually in the same time zone and it doesn't bother you as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a gentleman who came in who did a tremendous amount of flying. And he was constantly going to Asia and back. And he probably had said that he hadn't gotten 2 hours straight sleep in like 3 years.
Wow.
And he was exhausted. He was very low on his phase angle. He was just worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to get some specialized electromagnetic devices that he would actually sleep on and eventually build up his electromagnetic charge. Mm-hmm. And then he was actually able to start sleeping. None of the drugs were working anymore. He had been dependent upon those for about 5 years before this, and they were no longer working, just causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in a desperate state. You know, when you get into that situation where your energy is just dropping and you're not able to actually find a way to actually recharge your battery, and sleep is a marvelous way to do that, then it becomes kind of a panic type of thing, because the brain just isn't working right and the whole body isn't working correctly at that point.
So how much sleep should a person get, or does it depend on the person?
There is actually a difference in people on that. There are actually people who study the circadian rhythm, I mean, get PhDs in it,
mm-hmm.
and study sleep. And matter of fact, they say one of the best places to study sleep deprivation is at colleges.
Oh, oh, that's reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah,
send off our daughter to college.
So, you know, they were able to see that, and he was actually able to determine his own sleep pattern that worked the best for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he required 8 hours of sleep. And he also found that oversleeping can be an issue.
Mm.
A very interesting fact that he found is the vast majority of people actually got twice as much benefit for PM sleep as AM sleep.
Okay, so what do you mean by that, PM sleep and AM sleep?
Well, if you were to go to bed from 8 to 12 as opposed from 12 to
8
4.
8 p.m. to 12 p.m., uh-huh.
You would actually get twice as much benefit as from 12 to 4 a.m.
Well, I know someone that, we know someone that works for UPS, and that's actually when he goes to bed at 8.
Right.
Gets up at, well, Yeah, it gets up at 3:34.
Sure. And there are differences on that. There are some people who need less sleep, some people who need more sleep, and there are different times when people actually need sleep. My circadian rhythm, probably you can actually attest to that, really drops at lunchtime.
Right.
Have you ever noticed that? I do not like to do things at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yours, I think, actually drops around 5 o'clock.
Or maybe earlier.
A little bit early. Around 3.
I love the morning, and then I just go downhill.
So there are different types of patterns on that, and actually discovering that and adjusting your body rhythm to that. And one of the most important things is the sleep. Now, not only do you need to be able to get the hours in, but you also need to go into the deeper sleep.
Right.
And, you know,
and some people don't do that.
And if you don't do that, you're still not, you can sleep and still not recharge the battery.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go into, there are different stages of sleep and being able to get into that deeper sleep. And really you need to be able to go into that sleep and out of that sleep. And you need at least 4 hours straight, you know, of that sleep to be able to accomplish that. If you're constantly being awakened, we have people who have to get up several times in the night to go to the bathroom, you know, with urinary difficulties, with prostate problems. And that interrupts the sleep and will really wipe you out.
Yeah.
You know, if you...
Yeah.
So not just, you know, sleeping on there, but getting that continual sleep, that deep sleep.
Well, I was
thinking
when I had issues with restless leg syndrome, which I don't have anymore, I wasn't getting that deep sleep.
That is a very common thing. Restless leg syndrome never allows you to go into that deeper sleep, and it wears you out. There's a lot of changes that actually occur. One of the things that I very closely relate this cycle and rest is with the hormones. So there's a tremendous amount of disturbance in the hormonal system when you can't really get that deep sleep. We start to see very definite patterns as we're checking the hormones. We see the cortisol level raise. There are other different types of shifts on that. The pituitary function starts to decrease, pineal function. And
so what interferes with what when it comes to hormones?
Well, the lack of sleep.
Okay,
that's one of the things.
Sleep can affect the hormones.
Can affect the hormones,
or vice versa.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There is in all of these different things. One of the things that we're actually dealing with is really the endocrine system.
Okay.
The endocrine system is where we really get our recharging of our battery. And when the hormones actually start to decrease, when our battery starts to go down, the endocrine system starts to drop. And like we were talking about the kidneys, there's actually a portion of the hormones that actually comes from the kidneys. So, you know, there's a very complicated type of process. There are whole textbooks written on the changes, and it's very complicated. You know, all the chemical changes that occur. But trying to reverse that is one of the things that we actually are very successful in at the Prather Wellness Center. You know, I was talking about that gentleman who had come in and he had been referred in. He actually lived out in California, had been referred because he had really tried every single different type of help that was out there. He had gone through all the meds. He'd gone through all the different types of sleep clinics. And he came to me because he had had a friend who I had solved, hadn't been able to sleep again for 3 months. We'd gotten that solved for him. He came to me to actually help with that. And we actually worked with that with the electromagnetic device that we knew would help out, especially because of the airplane flights. Was very much involved with his disturbance on that, so I knew exactly what we needed to work on because I had read some papers, some research papers, and some devices that had been put together. But we also had to work on some supplementation. We had to get his nervous system healed up. He was very low on B vitamins. We needed to actually add some organs. We have some products that, where we have some whole pituitary, some whole adrenal, different ways for the body
you
to actually...
You better explain that.
Yeah. They're all in pill form. Yeah, we use a lot of different things in our office. We use herbals, we use nutrients. But one of the things we do is we actually have concentrated pills of liver, would mm-hmm. be one thing. A lot of people don't like to eat liver. We also have concentrated forms of the pituitary, thyroid, adrenals, all the different endocrine system on that. Systems along those lines, and that gives the body the opportunity to take the nutrients out of there and rebuild the organ.
Yeah, and I know we have some herbals and homeopathics that help. You know, everybody, if people are coming in with sleep deprivation,
right.
they're not going to be all treated the same because the
right.
root problem.
We actually
that's what I like about what we do.
250 different products
mm-hmm.
that can be used for sleep.
Yeah,
just in our repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know for me, what helped well, it helped the restless leg was a natural muscle relaxant that we carry.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it works very well for you.
Mm-hmm. It does. And then some people I know, the Vena Sativa. Now, is that an herbal or homeopathic?
That is a herbal product that is made into a homeopathic.
Okay.
So it's a Vena Sativa actually means oat straw.
Oat straw? I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah. So, but they find that that has actually been used for several thousand years for relaxation and sleep.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about hormones and meditation.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I suffer from allergies. I'm only allergic to two things, organic and inorganic matter. I didn't think I had allergies. I just thought I had a really bad cold since preschool, so... My mom, she used to treat the problem. She used to hose me down with Vicks VapoRub. And she liked that stuff too much on me. The air above me had this distorted look all the time. I get on the school bus in the morning, everyone got emotional instantly. First girl I tried to kiss got cured of her asthma. So, praise the Lord.
The Prather Plan Weight Loss Program is safe, comprehensive, medically supervised, and designed just for you. Forget the trendy diets and instead start with a roadmap that actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning and increased energy. The Prather Plan has 6, 10, or 14-week programs with a proven record of success and with guaranteed weight loss. The Prather Plan is an individualized program that is tailored to your needs to create healthy new habits in your life. You'll receive support from a certified health counselor, a nutritionist, and an exercise physiologist for maximum results. Many weight loss programs can include unhealthy loss of muscle or organ weight. We target your ideal body fat percentage so you can lose body fat in a healthy way where the pounds stay off. Contact the Prather Practice today to schedule a consultation and create a healthier you. 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice. Restoring hope.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my...
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. This week, we're talking about pillar of perfect health number 7, rest.
Something I love doing, resting. And it's not always about sleep, right?
Correct.
Right. We're talking about recharging the battery.
Sleep is absolutely an essential part of that, but it's not the only aspect of actually recharging the battery.
So let's talk about now hormones.
Mm-hmm.
What if hormones have to do with rest? I just think of... all the hormones
or
women
all
have.
The hormonal changes. Well, one of the things that anyone who has actually taken hormone replacement therapy or bioidentical hormones, as you take those, people feel real good. Their energy pops up. They're able to accomplish much more. They actually sleep better. They lose weight. Everything start. You know, they start to become young again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, wow, we found the fountain of youth. The only problem with a lot of that is that if you actually get the body out of balance, if you don't get those exactly right.
The hormone replacement.
Yeah, the hormone replacement therapy, then a lot of things start happening. One of the big things that they found was there was an increase in cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer. So there was some dangers along with that.
I know for you, the lab work and really staying up on that if you're on hormone replacements with someone that really knows and understands it. It is very important.
Very, very tricky thing. You're talking about quite a few different types of hormones that need to be balanced out. So actually working along those lines is a very tricky type of area for, and I only recommend that is if you absolutely need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you actually have had different surgeries or severe types of changes where an endocrine gland isn't working, or has been removed for some reason, then you absolutely need to have the hormone replacement therapy type of thing, whichever way that you might do that. But if you are not in that situation and just need to be boosted, much better way is to actually try to rebuild the endocrine gland itself.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that we are very much involved in, making sure that you have the proper nutrients, that we can actually give some herbal formulas. We can also give some, as I was saying, the concentrated organ itself. And that helps to nourish those organs, and they actually build back up into functioning on their own. Which, if the body, the mechanisms and the feedbacks and the regulation that the body goes through to balance all these hormones is absolutely beyond, at this point, science's ability to completely understand.
Mm.
So it's a very, very, very complicated type of process. So if the body can actually do it on its own, that's the very best way. If it can't, people who have to take thyroid medicine or who are on estrogen, progesterone types of medications, testosterone, they need to be regulated very closely. So one of the things that we do is we always find, we have a pretty set type of protocol along those lines where we can actually provide the needed complements that go along with that. One of the things that happens is if you are on synthetic thyroid, which is a very common type of area, we find that the pituitary and the hypothalamus actually become damaged, which is one thing that they're finding.
Mm-hmm.
And then those start to cause different types of problems. 70% of the people who are on thyroid medicine wind up having to be on antidepressants. And that's because of some of the endocrine changes that actually occur. Whereas if you are actually taking some supplements along with that, with the thyroid medicine, then you don't have those problems. And there's a very definite level of comfort and ability to think. People just feel better when they're on them. So
yeah,
the patients
that
we've...
Yeah, you made me think of something with the hormone replacement, you know. A lot of times it's advertised as natural hormone replacement.
Yes.
Is it natural?
No.
Okay.
The only thing that's natural would be something that your body makes, but bioidentical. They talk about that as being natural, and it's synthetic.
Okay.
It is exactly like your hormones, and actually you need to be even more careful with those because it's more powerful.
Well, we know someone, they were trying to get pregnant and went through all the... what
hormones,
do you call that?
Yeah, the in vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
And there was a tremendous amount of hormones added into the system and just kind of crashed her whole endocrine system.
Mm-hmm.
And has had to rebuild it. And she felt like she was dying.
Right.
And had really
That's
thrown
right,
out
she
the
hadn't
system.
Slept.
It completely
for
threw
months.
Off her sleep.
And
there is a very, very strong correlation between sleep and the endocrine system, because the endocrine system is actually what tells you to go to sleep. So having a good understanding of exactly how that works is critical. Mm-hmm. And we do very thorough lab testing to find out exactly where the individual is in their hormones and then can actually work with that. And it's amazing when we get the hormones balance out, when we can actually see that, just the energy level comes right back in into their lives.
It's all about homeostasis.
It's all about homeostasis.
Keep going back to that. We have our radio listeners trained when they come in. They know what homeostasis is.
They do know what homeostasis is, and that makes a big difference.
Right.
An example I can think of, there was a gentleman who was a lawyer, and it's a very high-stress job, was willing to work late, do all the things, really push. And he says, I can't push anymore. I don't even think I can do my job. And we did the lab test, and I says, you know, your endocrine system has just collapsed. You know, it's all out of balance. It's very low. We need to get that back up to par. And we started him out, and he definitely saw a glimmer of hope. We saw things were actually balancing out. We didn't actually have to go to bioidentical or any type of hormone replacement therapy. We were just nourishing the endocrine system. And then eventually his endocrine system was able to take off on its own, started to balance out, didn't need anything at that point, and he says, I'm back to my old self again.
Wow.
He said, you know, my wife can tell the difference, my partners can tell the difference, and, you know.
Business partners.
Business partners, right. He was back on track. He was back to where he knew he needed to be.
Yeah, you know, I think of bioidentical hormones, I don't think of men.
Oh, actually, that's a very big area is men too, because it's not just women who, they have. There's a more of a change that actually occurs, but when there's actually
we just
a crash,
have more hormones,
right? When there is actually a crash for a male, it's actually even more devastating. Mm. They can't hardly get out of bed. You know, the guys who have completely, you know, were high achievers and they all of a sudden, you know, they don't have any energy, they don't have any get up and go, they don't know what's wrong with them. You know, it's their endocrine system has collapsed. They burned it out because they haven't really kept themselves healthy, taken the rest that they needed. They haven't rested like they're supposed
to. You know, I mean, why do we think we don't need to rest? God did. God rested.
Seventh day,
you know, and so he told us that for a reason.
Right.
If he needed to rest.
We need to rest.
Anything else on hormones before we go on to meditation?
Well, there could actually be a whole hour.
I was thinking we need to do a show on just hormones.
But that gives a general idea to people.
Okay, well, let's talk about meditation. What is meditation? What do you mean by meditation?
Well, one of the things that I do on a regular basis is just go into a calming type of state and do my breathing. And they have found a tremendous amount, as they've done physiological tests on people who go into meditation, where they're actually able to clear their mind and get into a deeper breath and be able to visualize whatever they might be working on. And there's meditation in every single religion, Christian, Hindu,
Buddhism,
any of those types of things. But as a Christian, I meditate quite a bit. And there is a very definite change on the levels of the different hormones that occur. They can actually measure someone who's actually very stressed, and they have the stress hormones going right through the roof, and they have them visualize, meditate, take some time, do some breathing, that those hormones will absolutely change.
Wow.
And that there is actually an increase in the electrical charge of the body. So if you do that on a regular basis, you can actually help to balance your system out and get to the point where you're actually using the meditation to recharge your battery and get back up to where you need to be.
So when you're talking about meditation, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can do it.
There are thousands.
But deep breathing is so important. And we talked about that in our oxygenation show.
Sure.
You know.
It changes your whole physiological makeup.
Yeah.
And the one of the things, actually, meditation can help you to get to a state of sleep. So trying to get into a meditative state, one thing that I do before I go to sleep is practice my breathing. And pretty soon it's just like, oh, I woke up and what happened?
It's the morning.
Right.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented. It needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, mm-hmm. and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
right.
from. One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem, too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up.
How does that
jaw.
Happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw and their... I recheck their shoulder and the elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no. Oh, my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. This week, we're talking about pillar of perfect health number 7, rest.
The other thing, you know, I talked about, you know, us being married, and when we were first married, I didn't understand what rest was, you know.
No.
I didn't really rest.
Right.
Just went until I crashed.
You just were exhausted.
There's a lot of women out there like that.
Sure.
Yeah, you probably, we see in our office.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, go, go. But when we talk about sleep, I mean, I love, our bed is so comfortable, our mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Making the bedroom comfortable.
Yes.
We like candles.
Mm-hmm.
Nice smelling incense.
Sure.
And that just helps to relax.
And we don't have a TV.
We don't have a TV in our bedroom. Right.
Right.
Right. So, you know, all those things help. Baths. Mm-hmm. We love baths. And
taking a bath beforehand. Mm-hmm. And having different types of bath things.
Lavender.
In there. Yes.
Lavender. Yeah, you even found the neatest, and maybe we're getting to the sex purchase, but the candles we put in the bathtubs.
That light up when they get in
light
water.
Up. They're not the real candles. That is so cool. Where did you get those so our listeners can go get them?
I got them at...
he's thinking.
What is it?
The bath place.
Yeah, well, it's
well, I put you on the spot.
Right, I wasn't prepared for that one.
That wasn't one of the questions I was supposed to ask. Sorry, we'll figure it out. Okay, just so we can let our parents know, we will be talking about sex in this last segment, so you might not want your children in the listening area.
Or your husbands.
I would recommend it. Okay, well, let's talk about internal exercises. There's probably a lot of people. What are internal exercises?
Well, it's a little bit different. We have the exercises that we talked about before with the aerobic, anaerobic, flexibility, kinesthetic, and muscle balancing. Mm-hmm. These are exercises that are designed to actually stimulate the energy in the body.
Okay.
To actually recharge. So as opposed to the meditation, this is sort of a moving type of meditation.
Oh, and it's helping when it's called internal organs?
Right. You're not trying to build up the outward muscles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're talking about the other types of exercise, you're talking about the gross motor types of muscles. This is really to develop... you can do internal exercises for the liver. You can do an internal exercises for kidneys, thyroid, the eyes, to rebuild the nervous system. So you're talking about things that will generate that charge. And to actually exercise is fantastic, but if you overdo the other type of exercise, you actually wear out the body.
Mm,
whereas,
that's what we see with some marathon runners.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. An awful lot of the people who have been superb athletes, and you can get away with that when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
When you're young, you have an endless supply of energy.
Mm-hmm.
The battery doesn't need to be recharged that much.
Mm-hmm.
When you get older, it needs to be recharged a lot, which we all find out as mm-hmm. we get older, even though when you're young, you don't think that's going to happen. But so the internal exercises have been something that has been very well known for older people to actually get involved with and actually rejuvenate them and extend life.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be older.
Older, right. If you start out younger.
You've been doing them for a while.
I've been doing them for a while. I wouldn't consider myself old. I beg your pardon. No, I'm teasing. I was just joking. But the internal exercises, one thing that you could actually classify as an internal exercise is Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that people
we
can actually,
talked about that last week.
Right,
yeah.
Can actually, you know, be aware of. But there are a whole host of different types of internal exercises, you know, that can be actually accomplished. And there's a lot of different types of systems out there. But one of the people who really developed internal exercises were the Taoists. They were involved in trying to extend life, and they found one of the best ways to actually do that was through these particular exercises. And there's a whole series of them that I personally have gotten involved with. Those are something that we do actually offer teaching in our office.
Mm-hmm.
To get there, we have people on Wednesdays who come in for Tai Chi and internal exercises. That's something that we can actually teach people. And
yeah,
show
and if
them.
People are interested, then you just can call our office.
They can call their
Wednesday,
office.
Yeah, Wednesday evenings.
At 6:30.
6:30.
We get into a lot of the training along those lines. And I find it extremely, extremely helpful to do those. This is sort of my personality on that. You get a little bored with it.
Yeah. We talked about that last week.
But it's extremely helpful for me to, I find that as I give those to different patients, that they can actually have some remarkable changes that take place.
Mm-hmm.
With those.
Now, how does internal exercise help our health?
The big thing along those lines is a very good way to circulate the energy, self-circulate the energy, and to actually develop in our system a relaxation enough that will allow the endocrine system to balance. Mm-hmm. It will actually help you to go into a meditative state and change your physiology so the body will open up and actually allow the recharging to actually occur. One of the things that they found is it's been excellent for insomnia. It's been excellent for people who are in extreme debilitative states to actually get their health back up to par. So internal exercises I would actually put down as a moving type of meditation with a lot more oomph behind it.
Oh, that makes sense. Uh-huh.
There is a lot more power behind it. Matter of fact, you have to be careful on some of the internal exercises that you don't actually injure yourself because you can actually generate too much energy and cause some damage. So mm-hmm. someone has to actually guide you and start out with very easy ones and then build up, just as if you were doing a regular exercise. You wouldn't just start out and run a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different degrees of actually doing the internal exercises. Some of them, there's one that I do that's a very specific one, and you don't go over 9 breaths. Mm. Otherwise, you will get sick.
Mm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about how can people learn to do these or find out what they are.
There are a tremendous amount of books out there. One of the most common things that they call them is Qigong exercises.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Chinese term on that. And there are a tremendous amount of books, but I would actually try to find someone who really knows it very well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we do is we bring in a Bill Bunting.
Mm-hmm.
He is actually a Tai Chi master and also a Taoist priest. And he has been very, very thoroughly trained in some very high-level types of internal exercises. I have actually been doing them for about 30 years. So I've got those that are geared more towards healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually give those to patients. I've had people who... I used to wear glasses and did some eye exercises and no longer needed.
Right, when we were first married, you wore glasses
and
don't need them now.
I was able to actually get that cleared up through some eye exercises, which I've given to several people. And most people actually don't take the time to actually do them.
Mm-hmm.
But those who have done them no longer need glasses. There's a way to actually recuperate that.
And there are Dr. Chang also that has wrote
yes,
a book on internal.
Yes, he Dr. Chang is 110 years old mm-hmm. at this point.
Oh, I didn't know he was still alive.
He is actually still alive.
He's out in California.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he is actually still alive, and he was the first one that I actually was trained with the internal exercises.
Okay. Well, let's go on to the last subcategory. Why is sex important in rest? Why did you put that with rest?
Sex is a...
Does that mean you fall asleep during...
Ooh, that's mean. But sex actually has been known for many, many thousands of years to be a way as an elixir to actually rejuvenate the body.
Mm-hmm.
There are specific ways. Everybody's heard of the Kama Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually a spiritual exercise using sex to rejuvenate the body and get it up to par. Also, the Taoists, the Chinese, had a whole system of sexual exercises with a partner
mm-hmm.
To actually rejuvenate. And there are different positions, different types of methods that you can actually use for specific diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually use sex as a means of healing yourself. And actually, as you do have sex, you can actually recharge and help to balance out the endocrine system. There's a tremendous amount of relief on that. There's you know, when you're actually having sex, the two of the hormones that are actually very powerfully released are oxytocin and vasopressin. Mm-hmm. And they actually act to for a very strong balancing of all the other hormones in the entire endocrine system. So as those are released, and especially as you reach an orgasm, then there is a rebalancing of the system, a recharging of the system. Matter of fact, people who actually go too low on their energy can't achieve sexual climax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but actually having sexual climax will actually help to recharge that energy. So you have to get the well up to par to be able to get the water out.
Mm-hmm.
So having sex on a regular basis is one way to, especially if you know exactly what you're doing. I've actually got several books on sexual positions, and
you even have books for that, huh?
There are books out there. There's actually training there. Dr. Chang actually has seminars where he would actually put on, and people could go out there and do retreats and learn about all the different types of sexual practices that can recharge your system, balance out your endocrine system, and heal your body.
Anything that you want to recap on?
Don't actually allow yourself to get worn out. Find someone to help you to get you to the point that you can actually get recharged.
All right.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.